Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back tomorrow. He took the day off today to go see the new exhibit down at Union Station, the Auschwitz exhibit. He will be back and give us his thoughts on what everyone has just described as a stunning, just very well done, very laid out exhibit.
Do you know, is he there right now? Or
what, I don't. I forgot to ask him what time he was going in. I assume he's still there because I haven't heard from him, but I cannot wait to talk to him about it tomorrow. There is a breaking news search underway as we speak, and in the 4 o'clock hour, I'll switch over and hear Sam and see if we can get some images at that Grain Valley property where human remains were found a week ago. And the FBI is there assisting, and Channel 9 has their helicopter up over that scene. We are talking heavy, heavy machinery and earth-moving equipment. They are digging up that property again.
They brought in the big guns.
They've brought in very heavy equipment, and they are digging again. And so take from that what you will. They've got the tents that are out again, Sam, the little pop-up tents.
That's so the helicopters
can't
see anything.
For privacy, yeah. And I do not have a good feeling about what they're going to find out there, but we'll update you when we can. Story this hour, and 576-7798 if you want to weigh in. I kind of remember him being fired, but now there's a lawsuit. So listen to this. His name is Joe Kennedy, who was fired in 2015 after he refused to stop sending prayers out on the field while acting as a public school coach. Joe Kennedy says this week he plans to take his case to the Supreme Court. Quoting here, the First Amendment is under attack and somebody's got to stand up for it. He shared this message, stand up for your faith, and hopefully we won't have to have anybody else choose between their faith and their job. The former high school football coach and his legal team have alleged that Kennedy's First Amendment rights were violated by the Bremerton School District in Washington State after he was issued an order to end his prayer session while on the field with players. Quoting here from his attorney, we feel really confident we will be able to go to the Supreme Court and finally get this overturned and restore Coach Joe to the football field. Now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit declined to rehear the arguments. Kennedy, the former coach's post-game prayers began with him silently praying alone on the field. And I want to be clear, if you are doing so silently, I don't think there's any legal issue with that.
It's yeah, as long when, as you're not forcing yeah, it upon it's somebody
when,
else.
It's when players started joining in. Every school employee, especially coaches, have a right to be able to pray whenever they're not doing their official thing. And that's what Coach Kennedy was doing. He was fired for praying silently by himself several minutes after the game on the field. It's shocking that the legal process has taken all these years, but he hopes the Supreme Court will be able to resolve the situation. Here's my question. I guess I don't understand. First of all, if he was just silently praying and it wasn't, you know, a big sweeping look at me kind of thing, how did the school even know that's what he was doing until players started joining in? The appeals court that denied his case, by the way, noted that the school offered the then coach a private location within the school building, athletic facility, or press box for a private prayer. So they said to him, look, coach, our issue isn't with you praying. It's taking center stage in the middle of the field and praying. We will offer you an accommodation. We will offer you space in the press box. Go pray up in the press box.
Now, did he go?
And he kept praying on the field.
Did he go and stand and yell out in front of everybody, hey, I'm about to go pray in the middle of the field. Please watch me.
I'm trying to remember. The thing I remember about this case is that, yes, it was after the game. And I want to say it was right in the middle of that field. And that's where I wonder. This is a public school. This is not a private school. Do you have the First Amendment religious freedom and right at a public school as an agent of that school to kneel in prayer in a public display after a football game?
But how did anybody know that he was praying?
Well, my guess is he was doing it with flair.
Okay, so he was making it known that he...
How would anyone even know that's what was going on if he wasn't doing it? This is my problem with the whole story. It almost feels like he was doing it to get a reaction.
Well, at one point, yes. I mean, once they started fighting back, he was doing it to get a reaction.
Yes.
But initially, if he was just standing there doing it silently, what's to say that he wasn't just reflecting on his decisions during the game?
Correct.
Like, man, I'm a bad coach. I made a bad call here, bad call there.
He's going to fight on. 576-7798. What do you think? Why not, if this is really what you wanted to do, why not take the school up on their offer to give him a private place for prayer, which honestly is probably more than the school even had to do. But they said, look, we'll give you an alternative. Just don't go down to the middle of the field and pray after the game. He said no. They warned him and then they fired him.
I think he's got a case. If he was doing it silently and he wasn't disrupting anybody else's day or, you know, acknowledging loudly that he was going to go pray, I think he's got a case.
576-7798. How do I feel about this? How do I feel like that? Or you can text us at that same number, 913-576-7798. The Ninth Circuit Court ruled that Coach Kennedy, quote, spoke as a public employee, which bars him from engaging in religious activity. The appeals court also noted that they gave him an alternative, and he refused and kept praying on the field.
So how did they get wind of this? Is it because the students started joining in and they were like, hey, why are you going and standing
because,
with your
coach? Because, and you know this, once this becomes a thing, it becomes a thing. And you get more and more kids gathered out there, which the courts have ruled if students on their own want to get together and pray before class in a space in that school, you are absolutely welcome to do that. You have the legal protected right to do that. It's when a, quote, agent of the school is leading the prayer. That's where you start getting into trouble. 576-7798. You can text us at that same number. We have one line open. Sam's getting to the phones now. The legal team representing the school district, by the way, has called on the courts to again throw out this case. If the Supreme Court is interested in a case about personal, private religious activity by public school employees, they say, this isn't that case. It's not, because of the way he went about his prayer. And I will always ask you, for those of you who are in favor of this coach, there are reasons we have these rules in place. Would you be equally okay with someone from another religion leading a prayer on that field? And for most of our listeners, if you're going to be completely honest, the answer is no. That it's okay if they're praying in your religion to your God, but you bring in another religion and another God, we don't want that on the football field. And that's where the problems come in. 576-7798. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to James in Overland Park. Hey, James.
Hey, Dana. How you doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I was telling the other guy, my son graduated in 2019, but played high school football all 4 years. And I'm not going to name this school, but it's about 30 minutes south of Paola.
Sure.
South of Kansas City, I'm sorry. And the boys.
Is it Paola? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Go ahead. It's fine, James. Go ahead. It's totally fine. Go ahead.
The boys get together at the 50-yard line after every game and pray. And the coach isn't allowed to, but he stands,
yeah,
you know, 10 or 12 foot off. The whole coaching staff stands 10 or 12 foot off and joins in. Or, you know, bows their head, you know.
Yep.
But it's always a silent prayer, you know. But I get, you know, the separation. But I don't understand why the coaches can't join.
It's a great call, James. Thank you for it. And I think there's a reason your son's team did this the way that they did it. That if the kids want to get together on their own and pray, silently or otherwise, that's fine. When an agent of the school steps in and does the same thing, it's not. That's just the way the rules work. And I do not think this lawsuit will be successful. Heck, I don't even think the Supreme Court will take it up. 576-7798. More of your calls. We got a full board and your text straight ahead. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen
your
knife.
Welcome back. This case at a public Washington high school, and they say they are going to take this all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And I was just reading this CNN piece. Later this fall, the justices will consider whether to take up the long-running case of Coach Joe Kennedy of the Bremerton School District in Washington. He alleges his rights were violated when the school district prohibited him from praying at the conclusion of football games. The school says it did not discipline him for silent private prayers. He started the practice in 2008 when he was hired. The school only threatened to discipline him after he started praying on the 50-yard line when players were on the field and the crowd was still in the stands. Kennedy lost his case at the district court level and before the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They say they will take this all the way to the Supreme Court, and we will find out this fall whether or not the court will take it up. And it will be interesting with more conservative justices on that bench.
There's a fair point on the text line, and it's kind of confusing in the verbiage of the story. It says that he was silently praying. How do you lead a prayer silently? I mean, you're not leading a prayer with other people if you're not saying anything.
And that's what the school said, Sam. Look, we are offering you a separate space if this is what you want to do. Just don't do it on the 50-yard line.
Their problem was with the location. Yeah.
Their problem was with the location. And quite frankly, a lawsuit. I guarantee you. 576-7798. Let's go to David in Kansas City. Hi, David.
Hi. Yeah, the only real problem I see with any of that is that there could be either conscious or unconscious bias or preference for people that either do or don't participate.
Absolutely.
And it's very hard to prove any of that.
Sure.
And
where some students might feel an obligation, David.
Right.
Because everybody else is kneeling with the coach at the 50-yard line. So if I'm standing on the sidelines because I'm, you know, agnostic or I'm a Muslim or I'm Jewish, name your religion.
It leads to a feeling of non-inclusion.
100%. Good call. Thank you for it. 576-7798. Let's go. Who's been holding the longest? Mike in Olathe. Hey, Mike.
I don't see a problem with it. Silently, if parents or students were complaining about it, then yeah, you probably want to not do it. But, I mean, you go to the 50-yard line, you kneel as a team, you silently pray, whether it be to a Buddhist god, you know, you're Catholic, you're Christian, you know, whatever. You're just sitting there silently do it. I mean, it's just the fact that you're going to the 50-yard line, I think, and you're kneeling, looking as if you're praying, and prayer's been taken out of school a long time ago. I think that's why the school district, you know, was doing it too. And you can obviously, you know, everybody has their differences in their God. I understand that. But I mean, honestly, I don't see a big deal about it. I mean, if nobody was complaining, what the heck? Let them do it. If that's going to be their thing as a team and it's not hurting anybody and nobody's complaining, then what's the big deal?
Thank you for the call, Mike. I think, I would be surprised if the Supreme Court took this case because I feel like it's pretty black and white with him being an agent of the school and being down on center field. But I'm sure if you work for a school district, you would applaud the court taking this case up to decide this once and for all. This is not the only case where a coach and praying players on a field has come up by far. This has been in the news forever. And I'm sure if you're a school district, you're saying, please just settle the law so that we know. The school districts don't want to be in the middle of this. That's all they were saying to this coach. Please don't put us in the middle of this. We'll give you a press box. We'll give you a classroom. Please go pray there. Do not put us in the middle of this. We don't want to end up in a lawsuit. That's exactly what has happened. This thing's dragged on for, 5 years? And he's still not coaching? Here's my question. Why not go to a private Catholic school, coach at like a Rockhurst, pray all day long?
Well, at this point, he's trying to make a point.
I know.
Before, it was a nice thing, and now it's gotten to the point where it's more about principle than it is
about. Yeah, I know, but it's a little odd he has not worked since. To me, that's a little odd, where you could easily go find any coaching job at any Jesuit high school.
Assuming he was a good coach.
Go be a coach and go pray in a place where it's allowed.
Right.
576-7798. One line open if you want it. You can text us at that same number. More of your calls and your thoughts straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we have a physician from the University of Kansas Health System joining us to talk about what exactly is going on in the hallways of all of our hospitals. Quick update out of Shawnee County. The Delta variant there, so read that Topeka, has caused cases there to quadruple in just 4 days of reporting this week. And we are already seeing problems here with bed space. We're going to talk about all of that coming up here with the good doctor. There's actually a headline in the Star today that says we are in trouble.
An hour ago from KNBC9's website, the Lambda variant is having cases pop up as well.
Oh, great. Now there's Lambda.
Mm-hmm.
The headline says we are in trouble. Kansas City hospital leaders are calling for new mask mandates. And I don't shoot the messenger. I am just passing it on. This is what we get when we can't follow the rules, and it's coming. If you don't think it's coming, you're not paying attention. It's coming. 576-7798. That is in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now we're talking about this coach who says he is taking his case all the way to the Supreme Court because he wants to pray front and center on the 50-yard line with his players, a practice that got him fired from the public school where he coached. Let's go to Jeff in Tonganoxie. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, I don't have an issue with the guy praying, and let's go to a little bit of history here. One of the reasons why we came to America was to escape religious persecution from England.
Mm-hmm.
And so the English government was saying, this is the way you have to worship, this is the way you have to do it, so we came here. So when we got here, Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter, and I honestly can't remember who it was to, but he said he wanted separation of church and state, and he wanted the state out of the church.
Yeah.
Not the church out of the state. So if you look at Congress, even at Congress, as far as I know, they still pray. So that being said, there is no law that says that he can't do that. So I don't have an issue. I don't care if he's Muslim. I mean, I know I have Muslim friends. They get their prayer rags out and they pray. I don't have a problem with it. That's part of accepting people for who they are. So I think that he'll probably win in the Supreme Court. But that's just my opinion.
But why not just, if they offered an accommodation, why not pray anywhere but the 50-yard line? I don't know that you have a constitutional right to pray on whatever public space you deem appropriate, do you?
I mean, why not? Why can't you? I mean, what says that we can't?
Well, I think you can. I think it's the leading of the prayer where you start butting up against problems. He could pray all day long if he wanted to.
Right.
I think it's the leading as a public school employee.
Now, if the other students, they join in on their own accord and they don't have an issue with it, then no, by all means. If the whole team's out there and they want to pray after or before the games, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And legally, I don't see what they can do. If there's a school policy that says that you can't, I think that's treading on dangerous ground there with the school.
Sure.
But
and Jeff, you're right about the students. If the students want to do that on their own, the courts have already decided that. Absolutely, you can do that. Before school, after school, knock yourself out. It's the leading of the prayer by an agent of the government, which is the school.
That's the term I keep getting hung up on, because if he was doing it silently, how was he leading it?
Right,
I mean, they
right.
were, at that point, they're just standing next to him or kneeling next to him. He's
right.
not leading anything.
Right. The attorney says banning coaches from praying just because they can be seen contradicts the Constitution. Coach Kennedy has been denied the freedom to coach for over 5 years. I disagree with that. He hasn't been denied a coaching job. I don't think he's sought out a coaching job. But he has never been a quitter. We will fight on. I have a problem with the word banning coaches from praying. The school did not ban him from praying. They said, please move it somewhere else. There's a difference. It's a small difference, but it's an important difference. Let's go to Gary in North Kansas City. Hey, Gary.
Hi. I'd like to preface my comments by saying, one, I won't quote scripture, but I would like to reference scripture.
Sure.
And I actually worked vocationally in youth ministry for over 13 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a practicing Christian. What the school offered this coach is actually exactly what Jesus says in Matthew 6, when he says, don't make a show of praying. Go into a closet or go into an inner room, close the door behind you, and pray in private. That is actually more or less the words of Jesus.
So that you're not making it look at me.
Exactly. And it looks to me as if now he's trying to prove a point or make a show out of his praying. I don't think that's right. I have no problem with young people gathering together on their own and praying in school, no matter what their faith, whatever religion.
Yeah.
But when a school official gets involved, that is where it crosses a line. And the church that I worked for last was very closely connected to a public high school in the Kansas City area. And I had young people that would ask me to come to the church, and our church would not allow me to go to the school to lead anything because they felt that that separation of church and state meant that we should not go and interfere in a public school.
Interesting. Gary, thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much. Very good call. 576-7798.
A fair point on the text line, and it says praying on the field brings the team together. It's been done for decades.
Sure.
Let's take praying out of it. Just gathering on the field, doing that huddle before the game, and sure, whether you're going over the game plan or, you know, chanting what makes the grass grow, you know, the old chant.
Right.
It does. It brings unity together. So I think he has an argument there if he wasn't actually praying out loud and he wasn't inflicting his religious beliefs on other athletes. I think he has an argument that he was actually just promoting unity with the team. I don't know, though.
From the monastery.org, praying for a last-second Hail Mary throw from the sidelines, not so fast, says the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The activist group famous for taking on religious authority in the United States recently selected a new target, school-sanctioned prayer at football games, when the coaching staff at Indiana's Gibson Southern High School led players in silent prayer after a game a few months back. They were probably following tradition, but is that tradition legal? Quoting here from Ryan Jane with the FFRF, it is unconstitutional for public school athletic coaches to lead their teams in prayer, participate in student prayer, or otherwise promote religion to students. We are writing to request assurances that the constitutional violation will not occur. And there we go back again, the word lead. That's where you start getting into trouble. Let's go to Rich in Bonner Springs.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
Hi, so good. Welcome.
Thank you. I just was hitting on the same kind of thing here at work, union worker. I've noticed some of the guys, you know, are real just including our boss, a newer boss.
Sure.
And they've never been able to congregate or meet inside the building, though. They actually do it like on a Friday morning outside, not even in our parking lot. They go to the parking lot next door. And I wondered if it was the same kind of deal with the school, just not attracting attention, you know, but they definitely don't do it at our building.
Let me ask you this, Rich. If you work for someone who is a religious person and they are leading prayer on Fridays, as an employee, do those who don't participate feel either an obligation to maybe get in on that group or feel left out, or does no one care?
Well, let's not say that those people are favored, but there is kind of that difference in balance there, that where you would think, you know, those three or four guys that go out and do that with him, you know, they're closer to him than the rest of us workers. But, you know, I get along with the guy great, and, you know, nothing to us that the guys that don't do it, but you can kind of feel that out for sure. You know, it's kind of an unspoken.
Oh, sure. I'll tell you this, Rich, if that happened where I worked, where three or four people were doing something with the boss that I was not joining in on. And that could be a poker night. It could be, I mean, think about any gathering. You know, maybe you do drinks on Thirsty Thursdays and you have a recovering alcoholic who's not going to join in on Thirsty Thursdays. Right. I think anytime in the workplace there is a select group of people who get to do something with the boss and share something with the boss where others are left out, you of course are going to have those feelings of like, oh God, do I need to?
Do I need to be doing that with him?
I mean, my review's coming up. I don't, you know, and right. And so even if they don't mean for it to be exclusionary, on its face, it is exclusionary. The intent is probably not there to exclude, but are you not excluding?
At the point in which there's more students kneeling with the coach than there are on the sideline, yes, I could see it turning into that exclusionary feeling. But if it's only 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 of the 50 right. football players on the field, I don't understand.
Then
how
go
that's,
do what you're going to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's big. That big of an issue.
5767798 Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, you're going to want to stick around for this. We are hearing some new stern recommendations from those who lead Kansas City hospitals. People are being turned away. Folks, the beds are full. That is just a fact. Life goes on. Strokes happen. Heart attacks happen. And now the Delta variant has happened. And they're out of beds. And we are going to talk about that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. 5767798, you're listening to Dana and Parks. Listen to that. Getting a little crazy with the music in there, Stevie.
Oh, sorry. Did I go too upbeat?
That's too hard. Hey, if you missed it, it's up on podcast. Will Starrett joined us yesterday afternoon for a fantastic round of Jam or No Jam, which is his version of Name That Tune in 0.3 seconds, and it can only be light rock, yacht rock. And it's up on podcast. Go listen to it. I had a girlfriend of mine text me last night. She said, I'm sitting in my driveway listening to him. I cannot go inside. It is so astonishing that he is so good at everything light rock. And it really is. If you've never heard him do it, it is quite funny. And that's on our podcast from yesterday. Speaking of sports, a couple of sports related stories to pass on to you. Number one, the NFL came out today with a warning for all of our football teams that outbreaks among unvaccinated players could lead to forfeited games and loss of income. The NFL today, this is from ESPN, has added an additional COVID-19 vaccination incentive for players, threatening forfeits and the loss of game if an outbreak among unvaccinated players causes an unresolvable disruption in the regular season schedule. It comes from Commissioner Roger Goodell. He informed the clubs today in a memo. The league has encouraged vaccination for players, but has not mandated it. More than 75% of NFL players are at least partially vaccinated. It's a huge percentage, way higher than the national average. And more than half of the league's teams have a player vaccination rate above 80%. Unvaccinated players will be subject to severe protocols during training camp. They're going to have to do daily testing, mask wearing, travel restrictions, all of that stuff. And Thursday's memo made it clear that unvaccinated players could, in theory, be responsible for the loss of a game and the paycheck that comes with it. We will see if we can get that vaccination rate up closer to 100% now that it involves money. John Rahm, I'm talking to you. And then this story from the Today Show this morning. It's really sweet. Former Shawnee Mission West coach surprised Jason Sudeikis on the Today Show during an interview. He was there, of course, talking about Ted Lasso and the huge, huge success of Ted Lasso. And I think the second season comes out in about a week. Sudeikis, as you know, grew up in Overland Park. He's talking to Hoda this morning. And she asked him, like, who's the inspiration for Coach Lasso? And he replies, it's based on a few people. I mean, my father, that's where the mustache comes from. And then my high school basketball coach, Donnie Campbell. He was just a fella from a small town in Kansas who spoke like this. You know, Sudeikis, you look more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. And so he's kind of laughing about his coach, Donnie Campbell. And Hoda says to him, wait, you said the guy's name's Donnie? Sudeikis replied, "What, did you date him?" She then shared a video that Coach Campbell here in Kansas City had recorded for Sudeikis. Do we have it, Sam?
The internet is not interneting, so no.
He says, "Hi, Jason. This is Coach Campbell in Kansas City. Just a short reach out telling you how proud we are of you with all of your success you are having with your show, Ted Lasso."
Wait, I got it.
Let me hear it.
Look.
No.
"Hi, Jason. This is Coach Campbell in Kansas City. Just a short reach out telling you how proud we are of you with your success you're having with the show, Ted Lasso. We need to get you back in Kansas City, and we need to play some one-on-one because I know you can't play a lick of defense."
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean,
would call me Jason Sudeikis because he said I had no D.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's clever that way.
Is that not hilarious?
That sounds like it has multiple meanings.
No. He called him Sudeikis.
That's awesome.
Because he didn't have any D. When is Ted Lasso coming up? Hang on. Let me look. I think it's the 26th. I have a girlfriend who swears she is having a season premiere party for Ted Lasso. Is it the 26th, I want to say?
I haven't even seen a single episode. Oh. I feel like I am way behind the
train
on
this. Okay,
so this
is why I'm telling all of you. And NPR picked up this story today and says that season two is just as great as season one. It says, "Right about now is when many people would start to hate Ted Lasso. The show's first season was a come-from-nowhere hit on Apple TV, an amusing ode to the power of niceness, which got a serious viewership boost thanks to pandemic lockdown. Since then, he's reaped the kind of success few shows see in a freshman season, including 20 Emmy nominations, which I believe was a record for a first-year comedy. Who knew that a fish-out-of-water tale about a clueless American coach taking over a soccer team could be so touching, encouraging, and straight-up funny? But it is, and that second season is coming. If you have not seen the first, get it done. You'll binge it in two nights, and you will be thrilled to start season two next week."
Apparently it's coming out tomorrow?
Cannot wait.
Wow.
Is it really tomorrow?
That's what the text line says, the 23rd.
That's what I will be doing tomorrow.
And all weekend.
God, he's funny. And one of our own, so support it. 576-7798. You can text us. You can call us. But at 4 o'clock, you're going to listen to a physician at the University of Kansas Health System who is going to talk about a lack of available beds because of COVID. That's coming straight ahead. Stick with us.
Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.